This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. Joining me tonight is Boom and perhaps Dr. Rock of the Sugar-Free All-Stars. Welcome to the show. We've got Boom with us here, otherwise known as Chris Weiser. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, sir?
I am doing good. All right. Well, hopefully Dr. Rock will get to join us at some point in this podcast, but if not, he will be here in spirit, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yes, he is in the spirit.
All right. Sugar-Free All-Stars. I'd love to hear your story. How did you come together, form as a band? How did you start making music for kids?
So we started, the band started in 2000, actually. And we were playing in clubs for grownups primarily. We weren't doing any kids or children or family shows at all. We just kind of had songs that were kind of goofy, you know, a little like everything has always been like groove oriented, but sometimes the subject matter was kind of silly, even for that, you know, for grownups. But people would like them. And then so we would put them on albums. Like we have a song called He's Okay, the Spider Song, which we play at every one of our shows. Well, that was actually on our very first Sugar-Free All-Stars album, like before playing for kids and families was even in our mind. So people would buy that. If people that bought the album that had kids would just be like, man, my kid is all about this Spider in the Shower song. Like, so after hearing that so many times, it's like, it just kind of became this thing where like, hey, well, maybe one day we'll put out a kid's album. So like over the years, you know, like kind of would write songs like about spiders or taking a bath or like my cat or whatever. And we would play them for like at our club shows. It was just kind of a joke. It's like, oh, this is funny. Like we're playing kids songs for a group of grownups and they would think it's hilarious. So here we live in Oklahoma City. Here in Oklahoma City, they have lots of like kind of festival kind of things every year. And the Arts Council of Oklahoma City over the summer has this like Twilight concert series, and every week they have a different band on a Sunday evening. And so we were playing one of them, and it was like, oh man, there's a whole lot of families here. Let's throw in these silly family tunes we've been doing. And so after the show, the very next week, the library system in the Oklahoma City area, Metropolitan Library System, called, and they were like, hey, one of our employees was at that show. Would you guys be interested in doing a tour of the library system next? Because this was like in August of one year, and this would have been for like the summer of the following year. And we're like, well, that's hilarious. We've been talking about that for a while. So yeah, that'd be great. So we were in the process of finishing what we didn't realize at the time was our last grown-up album. It came out in like January, but we were like, well, if we're going to be doing these shows, we're doing all original music at these shows. And if somebody wants to take a copy of the songs home, we should go ahead and record an album. So, and it was literally just to be able to sell if people like the songs. We weren't thinking of this being like a shift in our trajectory or anything. So we recorded it and played it. Like when we released it, we put it up on CD Baby, and you know, I listed children's music. Well, there was a message from a guy who was Warren Truitt is the guy's name. He's not doing it anymore, but he had a blog about family music. But he's like, hey, my name's Warren Truitt. I have a blog, but I'm also a children's librarian for the New York Library System. Could I get a review copy? And I was like, oh, okay, sure. So I sent him a copy. And those were the days when people would have blogs and then have like list recommended blogs on the right side. And so I was like, well, maybe I'll just start sending them to all these people. So I'd like just kind of just started mailing them out. And one of the places I mailed about was XM Kids. It wasn't Sirius XM then, it was XM Kids, because that was when Sirius and XM were two different channels, satellite radio channels. So I think it was, I don't know, like a month later, a friend of ours who we kind of got to know, who is a family musician also, was like, "Hey, congratulations on your song being on the Kids Place Live countdown." I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about, Like, well, they have like a top 13 countdown and your song's on. I was like, "What?" Because I was like, I didn't remember who I'd sent it to. I just like, okay, I just sent it to whoever. And yeah, so this first song on our very first album ended up being like number one on the station for 2 weeks. And we're like, well, maybe we should think about this some more. And so we started booking library shows and booking fewer club shows. And then it just kind of like our club show attendance started getting lower and like the family music thing was taking off. We kind of stumbled into a style that nobody had been really doing up until that point, like more funky. We call it family funk, that nobody had been doing up until that point. So it just kind of took off and we're like, we just kind of followed it, And so at one point we just like, we're not gonna even bother doing like club shows anymore. So that's kind of it. It just kind of was an accident. Cause I know like a lot of our friends, they had kids and they're like, oh, I'm gonna write some songs for kids. Well, this was before I was even married. So like luckily by the time I had kids, we were already kind of established in that world, which was really nice.
Yeah, no, your evolution is kind of a unique story because, as I said, I tend to ask this question for first time guests, and most of them, yeah, it's when they had kids, and either they were exposed to kids' music or they just wanted to make it for their kids. And yeah, to kind of organically exist, but then end up there. That's a fun story.
Well, I remember after I sent, started sending the albums out, I was like, well, maybe I should kind of check into this more. I start researching because I had no idea what was even going on. I knew what I listened to when I was a kid, but we weren't familiar with anything going on in that world at all. And that was kind of, I mean, that was 07, 08. So it was kind of like right as the whole, I guess, kindie movement got started. The phrase kind of got coined around that time. And so we were kind of like, luckily, kind of part of the, I guess, maybe the first wave. Cause like at that time, like Recess Monkey was putting out a lot of albums. And I think Skidoo was kind of getting started. Like I don't know when his first album came out, but it was just kind of like all these people that are kind of well known now or were well known at one time, we're all kind of doing it at the same time. It's like this groupthink, like everybody's like, and a lot of the acts were kind of like us. They had maybe had kids, but they had also had experience like playing in clubs or playing, not kids music. So I think that helped the quality of the music too, because it's like, oh, we're just going to take what we've normally been doing and just, modify it a little bit and just do it for kids, as opposed to like completely changing the sound. It's like with our stuff, like, I mean, it's not a whole lot different than the music that we were doing just for grownups. We just changed a lot of this, obviously the subject matter many times.
That's exactly it. It's the topic and the lyrics. You
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the music is.
could write a pop song or, a rock song using the same exact instrumentation, but yeah, definitely.
So it totally happened organically. It was like it literally we thought it was going to be a one-off. We're like, oh, this is going to be our kids. It's going to be like a novelty album, our kids album. But it started taking off, and because we had enough material for another couple of, I guess, grown-up albums after that, and like, oh, well, maybe we won't pursue that. We're getting some traction, not just around here, but like on the national level. So how about we just, detour? So it's definitely a nice way for it to happen. Like just by we tell people we stumbled into it, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. All right. Tell me a little bit about Dr. Rock and what's kind of the dynamic with you two in the band.
So Dr. Rock, so he's the drummer, two-piece drum kit, bass drum, snare drum, hi-hat cymbal, one cymbal. And so he's like just as visible as I am. I play keys and I sing and kind of the front man, but like there's a lot of banter back and forth on stage. The show, you know, we kind of tend to fall into a set, if you will, that kind of songs that kind of work, but it, you know, like it's very fluid. He and I have known each other since college. We met in jazz band at college, actually, and had, you know, kind of fallen out of touch over the years and then ended up back together playing in this band. So it's like, I'm trying to think of how long ago that was. I mean, it's probably, you know, 30 something years that we've known each other, you know? So he's more quiet in some ways, but he's gotten less quiet because, well, there's only two people in a band and, you know, you have to like talk. So wears sunglasses all the time and is kind of like fedora, you know, that's his thing, but great drummer, just very, somebody call him a meat and potatoes drummer. It's like nothing fancy, but holds down the beat, which is what we, you know, like our deal is kind of funky upbeat. You know, the beat is really kind of the most important part of what we do. So he's the perfect man for the job.
Yeah. People are definitely going to hear that in the couple songs that we're going to feature today. So
yeah,
let's, if you want, we can go ahead and talk about the new EP you have out. It's called Extended Play, oddly enough, EP.
Yeah, there you go. And it was like, oh, hey, it's an EP and it stands for Extended Play. That's perfect for a family music album title. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So our last full-length album was out in 2016. And kind of like slowed down after that. And then COVID happened. And I was telling somebody the other day, like during the shutdown, you know, there were some people that got super productive and there were others that like didn't do anything. And like, we kind of fell into the latter category, like just kind of like, so it affected everybody differently. Obviously coming out of that, we're just like, man, we haven't released anything in a really long time. We need to have something. So we had some songs that had been on previous albums or on albums when we were playing grown-up music. And then I had like two or three new songs. It's like, hey, we can just, let's just put all these together and that'll be enough for an EP. And then it just worked out. It's like, oh, this will be nice. And then now the idea is like, okay, hopefully we're back on track and we can start working on a full-length album again.
Well, very cool. So we're going to feature two songs from the EP. Extended Play, and the first song is called "I Like to Climb on Things." So tell me a little bit about this one. I think I know who inspired it, but
yes, tell the story. So my youngest son, when he was younger, and many parents can relate with this, he was a climber. He blatantly liked to climb on things, and it just hit me. It's like, oh, well, that'd just be a funny subject for a song. And, you know, when I write stuff, a lot of times, like the hook comes to me first, you know, like the main hook just will pop. That comes to me easily. And then writing the lyrics, all the in-between stuff is like, that's where like, oh, I got to work at this. But I like to climb on things popped in my head. And I kind of was like, oh, it could be like I always felt it was like kind of an LL Cool J going back to Cali kind of groove, you know. And then Dr. Rock and I were both in marching band in college. And so the middle section has like the drumline thing in it. And it's just like the idea of like just a song about climbing on things and what kind of things you like to climb on and like your philosophy of climbing. Like, you know, it's like not giving up. Like one of the lines is like, sometimes I fall and bump my chin, but I get back up and start climbing again. It's like, get back up on the horse, you know? So we made some references in there for that only parents would get, like, you know, about Smokey and the Bandit and Trans Ams and stuff that, like, you know, kids aren't going to get that, you know, unless their parents tell them about it. But, you know, we like to, and that's another thing too. We like to, as when we can, when it makes sense, we like to throw some bones to the parents listening, because you know you see their ears perk up. It's like, oh wait, that was for me. That wasn't mm-hmm. for my 4 year old. They're not going to have any clue what he just said, what he's talking about. So
I loved the Smokey and the Bandit reference.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you were in 80s music, you're probably of the age that you knew about those movies, the Burt Reynolds.
Yep.
He was the man back in the day.
Early 80s, man. Late 70s, early 80s.
Late 70s, early 80s. I think the first Smokey and the Bandit was probably late 70s. But it's funny. This is a little aside. One of my friends who's about my age pointed out there is an error in the song because make reference to like the Trans Am that Burt Reynolds drove in Smokey and the Bandit 1, 2, and 3. And he's like, well, actually, the third Smokey and the Bandit was a new Trans Am. I was like, oh no, it wasn't like the 77 Black Firebird. Oh, it's like, that's okay. But that's a little Easter egg to see if maybe people will be able to call us on it.
He might have been one of five people that would caught that.
Right? Like I didn't even realize. I should have seen. That's right. You got to do your research.
Too funny. Yeah. And I love the fact, because I do this too. The song obviously is sung from the perspective of the kid.
Yeah.
That even ups the charm level, because when he gets like, yeah, I'm gonna climb anything, even a polar bear.
Right. Yeah. But only when it's taking a nap. Exactly. Only when it's taking a nap.
All right. Well, this is a really cool song. We're gonna play it now. Here it is. I Like to Climb on Things by Sugar Free All Stars.
I like to climb on things. I like to get up high. Climb up on a chair, put my hands in the sky. I like to climb on things. Yeah, it's just what I do. The sofa, the counter, the bureau too. I like to climb on things.
You like to what?
I climb on things. I like to climb on things. I like to climb on things. Yeah, it's my favorite sport, 'cause everything's a mountain when you are this short. I like to climb on things. Sometimes I fall and bump my chin, but I get back up, start climbing again. I like to climb on things.
You like to what?
I climb on things. I like to climb on things.
Over where?
Over there, in the kitchen. Is that a refrigerator?
Looks like it.
I'm gonna climb on that.
Hey, what's that over there?
Over where?
Over there, in the front yard.
Is that a mailbox?
Looks like it.
Oh, I'm gonna climb on that too.
Hey, what's that over there?
Over where?
Over there, in the driveway.
Is that a 1977 black Pontiac Firebird Trans Am? Just like the one Burt Reynolds drove in Smokey and the Bandit 1, 2, and 3?
Looks like it.
Oh, I am definitely climbing on that.
Hey, what's that over there?
Over where?
Way over there.
That little white thing.
Ooh, it's getting bigger.
Oh, it's getting closer. That's why it's getting bigger.
Whoa, it's getting a lot bigger. Oh, that is huge! Wait a minute, is that a polar bear?
Looks like it.
I am not gonna climb on that.
I like to climb on things, yeah, it's just what I do. I climb up on the TV when you're watching Scooby-Doo. I like to climb on things, yeah, it's just what I said. If you sit still long enough, I'll even climb on your head. I like to climb on things.
You like to what?
I climb on things. I like to climb on things.
You like to what?
I climb on things. I like to climb on things.
You like to what?
I climb on things.
climb on things. And just for the record, as soon as that polar bear takes a nap and is in a deep sleep, I'm gonna climb on that too.
And that was I Like to Climb on Things. All right, the next song we're going to talk about is called Sixth Grade Band. Tell us about this one.
Well, once again, the title is the subject of the song. Dr. Rock and I both were our products of public school band. The song I actually had written, it was on an album from a band I was in before Sugar Free All-Stars, like in the late 90s, when I was just playing in clubs for adults. And when we started doing the family stuff, we're like, oh, this song would be like this. Actually, it would be a pretty funny song to put on one of our albums. So it was actually on our 2010 album, I think, Funky Fresh and Sugar Free. And so then when we were thinking about doing the EP, we're like, we've learned over the years that many of our friends who were band directors, because Dr. Rock and I were both music ed majors in college. And so many of our friends are currently band directors or have been band directors or choir directors. But we've discovered over the years that several of our friends or people we know would play that song for their sixth grade beginning band classes. And so we're like, oh man, this would be a great like back to school single. So I kind of listened to it. It was like, well, I feel like it needs a little updating. So like we took the original tracks and then we added a horn section and added some, you know, some extra keyboard, guitar parts and such. And just remixed it and did the video, hoping that now that many, some more of our sixth grade or band director friends will play it. But it's funny because the song's just been around forever. And, you know, like, in music education circles, you know, they love it. And we play, you know, sometimes we'll play it live. Sometimes we've done some shows with several shows with orchestras and we have an arrangement of this song. And in the middle of it, we'll do like a name that tune, you know, or like that, you know, these are songs that you like, if you're learning a new instrument and band, you know, you'll start with the easy songs, you get harder and harder, and then we'll kind of do a name that tune. But you know, anybody that's been in like public school music programs or private school, beginning school music programs, orchestra, you know, band or anything where you learn an instrument, can completely relate to this song because it's, you know, it's, there's a special kind of magical chaos to the whole affair, you know? And, you know, since I was in since I was in beginning band, it's like, you know, oh, okay, well, just talk about how it was. So, you know, and this one's, we like this one because in the middle of it, we have the section where it sounds like an actual sixth grade band.
Yeah, sixth grade band day one. And then yeah.
a little later
in the song.
Maybe like the third month. I mean, like, you know, I haven't in a long time, but I used to teach private woodwind lessons and I would go into band classes and you know, sometimes I would say that actually maybe sounds more like a couple of months in. Mm-hmm. Cause they're actually in the band book and they're playing a page that has the notes on the page. And so there's a reference to the Essential Elements book, page number 14. And like all our band director friends or all our, anybody that's in band class looks it up. It's like, holy cow, exercise 14 really is Mary Had a Little Lamb. I was like, gotta be accurate.
I love this song too. Like, I have two kids who went through band.
Oh, nice.
One of them was a saxophone player and he got really good over the course of, but I think he started right at around sixth grade.
Right.
And my daughter, not necessarily sixth grade, but she picked up guitar towards high school.
Sure.
So very good. And I want to take a minute to talk about the videos for these songs. Both I Like to Climb on Things and Sixth Grade Band, because videos are excellent. So I encourage everybody to go to Sugar Free All-Stars YouTube channel and check these videos out. But tell me a little bit about your experience making these videos.
So the one for Climb on Things, we thought it was only fair that my youngest, who the song is about, be the star of the video. The video is like about a kid, Alec DeClimb is his name. Alec DeClimb, And like he's trying to set the world record climbing, like world record for climbing. So that's kind of the whole thing. He does like a press conference where he's talking about it, and he's got his Adidas, you know, like track suit, and the build up, and you know, got the middle section where, you know, showing the polar bear and the different kind of things that they like to climb on. And so that one was a lot of fun. I had to make, and my youngest son is not typically the one that focuses as much as the other one. So we had to do some finagling, but he did a great job on that one. And then the sixth grade band song, we ended up being able to do it with an actual school band that's close around here. They were doing summer band. And so they would meet every day anyway. So it was just, there's like, hey, if you want to come be a part of this music video, come back in the afternoon, you know, the day that you have summer band. And they were on point. Like they just nailed it. A whole group of 30 to 40 kids that were just like on point the whole time. So, and we're just, I mean, some of the stuff in that video, some of the funny stuff in the video that they do was like them, like they just came up with it. Like, this is hilarious. That was maybe one of the most fun videos we've ever made.
Yeah, they were total pros.
You could
tell they were having a good time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's play the song. It is Sixth Grade Band by Sugar Free All Stars.
Turn to number 14 in their essential elements book. Horns up. 1, 2, ready, play. Sometimes that sixth grade band is an awfully dangerous place. Like last week, my good friend Dr. Brock got locked in a tuba case. But you know, pretty soon we're gonna go off to band camp, and there's something you gotta understand. We learned how to rock.
In the sixth grade band. I'm in the sixth grade band. Somebody give us a hand.
A hand.
That was Sixth Grade Band, and that wraps up our mini song feature from Extended Play by Sugar Free All Stars. All right, boom. Let everybody know, where can they stream, download, or purchase your album, and how can they find and connect with you guys on social media?
So we're on all the streaming networks, you know, Apple Music, iTunes, you know, Amazon, all of them. We're on all of them, all the places. You can, like, we purchase our album on our website, which is sugarfreeallstars.com. Socials, we're on Instagram at Sugar Free All Stars, Facebook at Sugar Free All Stars, and Twitter or X or whatever it is these days, SFAS. And, you know, we can be reached at any of those places.
Very cool. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been great talking to you. It was a lot of fun listening to your music and watching your videos, and look forward to the next album or release from you guys.
We appreciate it. We appreciate what you're doing as well too. And once again, you know, looking forward to the third 80s album, third and final, third time's a charm, right?
Absolutely.
It's a trilogy. You got the 80s trilogy.
That's right. Just like Star Wars, the original Star Wars.
Star Wars. Yeah. There you go. Or Lord of the Rings.
There we go. Yep. All right. Well, again, thank you for coming on the show, and talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thanks, sir. Have a great one.
All right. You too.